I will be reading from Ephesians 1, verses 11 to 23. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption of God's own people to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of its power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Many people think of an inheritance as things you receive that are handed down to you. Maybe it's a bank account, maybe it's an estate, a house, maybe even a car, or even someone's unique antique collection of silverware. Maybe you've been the beneficiary of inheriting something from a loved one, a parent, a grandparent, maybe even an aunt. I have a collection of angel mugs from an adopted aunt in my cupboard at home. My first car was my grandmother's car, affectionately named the Blue Bomber, as I got into my 20s. It might feel good for a while to receive such a thing, an inheritance, handed down to you. But things typically don't stand the test of time when it comes to meaning. In having meaning for you for the long term. How much will you remember the things that used to belong to your grandmother? It's far more likely that you will remember the person themselves. Am I right? It might be that an item might be a link to that person, something that calls the memory of them in your mind. Like my grandmother's music box. Other than that, things rarely stand the test of time. You're going to remember your loved ones because of who they were over whatever your inheritance was from them. Our Bible passage today from Ephesians speaks of a richness of inheritance that we have from God. A spiritual inheritance, and things that I extrapolate can be received from people. These two can be considered a spiritual inheritance. We have an incredible heritage in our church. We are surrounded by the names of saints. Our own saints, people who are meaningful to us, galleon saints, people who have roots in our community and help make not only this church, but the community what it is today. They are printed on our windows of stained glass. They are in the hallway. As it says in Hebrews 11, we have a great cloud of witnesses, an unseen cloud that is there with us at all times. and we are the beneficiaries of a spiritual inheritance from our friends, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, close friends, spouses. They have contributed to who we are, to what we do, to how we act and how we live, to the way we love, to how we treat our own children and grandchildren. It is this inheritance that we celebrate today on All Saints' Day, our inheritance. It is bound up in the memories of loving moments, bonds of strength and hugs, things that stand the test of time and traverse even the grave itself because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has made this possible. Christ has made possible a deeper love between us human beings, a more genuine and deeper love. Because Christ loved us, we are able to love others better. We are able to treat our fellow human beings with more dignity and respect, to enjoy this life with our loved ones and friends even more profoundly than if we didn't have Christ in our hearts. Amen. For as 1 John says, God is love. God is love. And if we know God, we have love. And vice versa. Through the Holy Spirit, we are linked to our loved ones, our saints, today. We celebrate them. Their presence is between us. They are seated here with us. They are in our hearts. Their voices are still in this sanctuary. They're still here. They have given us such a rich, rich, and blessed heritage. They have taught us to think of others before ourselves, like Saint Carol Karras. They have taught us the value of hard work and dedication like Saint David Eichhorn. They've taught us the value of respecting and welcoming others like Saint Doris Burkhart. They taught us of the virtue of appreciating and conserving nature like Saint Donald Tucker. They taught us about enjoying life and loving life with a spirit of joy like St. Jerry Winters, about love and devotion like St. Vida and Wilbur, of sharing the good news of Christ like St. Barbara Thompson. They taught us of the value of learning and gaining wisdom like St. Carol Flick. They've taught us about helping people in need like Saint Mother Teresa. They taught us about the Christian ways of service and fighting for what's right, like Saint Martin Luther King Jr., and of the glory of music that can lift us up to God and open up the gates of heaven, like Saint J.S. Bach or Saint John Coltrane. My grandmother used to say to mind your grandma. Mind your grandma, she said to me. One day when I was staying with her, I think I was 8, it was a weekend. I didn't understand what she meant until I was older. We need to mind our saints, remember them, keep them in mind, respect them. Who was it in your life that contributed something meaningful to you? Who is it that left you an inheritance? Who left a call upon your heart? Who gave you a passion to follow? Maybe it's just one person. Maybe it's a few. Maybe it's several people. Think of them now in this time. Can you hear the saints of yesteryear calling? Calling down from the balconies through the windows, shining on us. Be mindful of what they say to you today. This is your inheritance. We are the saints now. We're the saints. What will our inheritance be when we leave people, when we are gone? I think of this a lot when I do a funeral. I will think what mine might be like. What will people remember about me? What will they say? Do we think of these things in our day-to-day lives? What do we want to leave people with, plain and simple? What do we want people to carry on about in our absence? What is it that we want people to do? What is the work that we want them to continue with? What is it we want our children and grandchildren to remember and do in their lives? We ought to be mindful of what we put in our inheritance for other people down the line. What is in that envelope that they will open? What is in that gift that they will open? What will it say? What will be the inheritance that we leave?
Let us remember our saints. Carol M. Karras. David L. Eichhorn. Florence M. Lawthers. Doris Betty Burkhart. Vita M. Shively. Wilbur Shively. Jerry R. Winters. Ruth M. Ness. Barbara J. Thompson. Donald L. Tucker. Carol J. Flick.
In a reminder that all people are invited to come and partake in communion, anyone who wishes to know God better and wishes to reconcile with one another. This is the joyful feast of all the people of God. People from east and west, north and south, they are at this table with us in the kingdom of God. Let us pray.